Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first edition of Straight Talk with Kathy. I'm so excited that each one of you are choosing to listen to this today. This is my first try at this, so it could not be perfect, but I hope it's going to be fun anyway. The goal of Straight Talk with Kathy is just that, to talk about all kinds of tough topics, topics that everyone may or may not be totally familiar with, but that I've seen come up in my work with young adults and folks across the country. And so that's really what it's going to be, just talking straight. And so I'm really glad that you're going to be part of this show and part of this new adventure in my life. I've had a lot of adventures, and this is definitely a new one for me. So we're looking forward to seeing where it takes us. I'm going to start this show by just telling you a little bit about myself and let you know why I'm doing this and what my life has been about and the work that I've done. And then from here on out, the shows are going to be driven by topics that have faced the nation, so to speak. So for me, in 1991, I was living in Jacksonville, Florida. I had a daughter, Lindsay, and I was pregnant with my second child. And my now ex-husband was an executive for an insurance company one day, and we went to get life insurance. And part of that life insurance physical was an HIV test. For me, that was really no big deal. That was just part of the test, except that a few days later, we both came back and tested positive for HIV. Wow, what a big day. What a change of everything that I knew to be true in my life changed in that second, in that very moment at 26 years old, thinking that I only had a couple of years to live, and my God, where did this come from? I was straight. I was monogamous. I was not a drug user. I was a professional. All the stereotypes that people had about HIV and AIDS, they didn't fit me. The long story short, and we'll talk more about it as shows go on, but the long story short is that when I was a college student in 1984, I was raped and infected with HIV and didn't know that my attackers were positive until that life insurance test. And lots of research and lots of other things came up with that. So here I was, 26 years old, with a baby, another one on the way, testing positive for what people thought in 1991 was a terminal illness, and my husband at the same time testing positive. So that put a whole lot of stuff on our plate. You might imagine that things were a little chaotic, a little crazy, a little just not even able to put into words in the beginning. But life went on, and life has gone on for the last 18 years after that day. And interestingly enough, it's almost 18 years to the day that that has happened to me. So at any rate, in a nutshell, my public life began that moment when we tested positive. Instead of being this political science major, stay-at-home mom with two children, I now became a community activist, and everything began to take off from that moment. So really, truly, the last 19 years have been a journey. My first marriage, it didn't last so long after that diagnosis, but that's okay. That happens, and that's life, and life goes on. For me, a second man came into my life after we were diagnosed. His name was Steve Pickett, and I'm kind of honoring Steve today because Steve was not HIV positive. He had worked in AIDS since 1987, was an amazing, amazing man, and shared my life with me and my children. On April 25th of 2005, though, Steve was killed in a car accident. And you may be listening to this and saying, oh my gosh, what's this little woman going to have to say? She's going to be down and depressing, and her life is going to be this sad mess of train wreck after train wreck. I've had a lot of train wrecks, but I'm not sad, and I'm upbeat, and I'm excited about what my future holds. But yesterday would have been Steve's 55th birthday, and so there are no guarantees in life, and I guess that's the biggest thing that I've found on this journey is there are no guarantees in life. When Steve came into my life, everything changed for me. It was exciting. We worked together, shortly after he became a big part of my life, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And that changed things again. And I had to go through treatment and radiation and surgeries and all kinds of stuff. And at the end of that treatment, the doctors came in and basically said, you need to start thinking about transitioning. Your life is definitely getting short at this point. And it was a really pivotal moment in my life, because when I left the doctor's office that day with Steve, we were heading north on I-95 in South Florida, and he pulled off the side of the road, turned off the ignition to the Explorer, and said, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? And I can remember looking at him and saying, well, if we sit here on the side of I-95, it's going to be really short. He didn't find that funny, but it wasn't meant to be funny. It was true in the traffic in South Florida. But anyway, in that moment, everything became crystal clear. This man had been asking me to get married for a really long time, and I'd been saying no for a really long time. I needed to marry him. I loved him, and that's what I needed to do. I had a really stressful job at that time, and I needed to leave that job and find something more fun to do. And I needed to find something that was going to be a lasting legacy for the work that I had done. By this point, I had testified before Congress more times than certainly there are listeners to this podcast. I had spoken in countries across the globe. I had chained myself to the Capitol and been cut off by the Capitol Police. I had become this huge HIV and AIDS activist, but I didn't feel like I had anything that was tangible to leave behind. And that's really, truly how my nonprofit was born. It's Friends Together. And about 6 weeks after this diagnosis of Get Your Life Together, Steve and I called 25 people from around the United States that had meant the most to the work that I had done, doctors, lawyers, school teachers. They all came together to Florida Southern College, actually in Lakeland, Florida, and sat in a room. It was very melodramatic. They all cried and talked about me dying. And when they were all done, I said, I brought you here because I want to start something bigger than any of us in this room. Two things was abundantly clear to me at that point in my life. When I was getting sick, I would call places, particularly schools where I was speaking, and I would say, I know I'm going to be too sick to come, but here are three other people. They'll come in, they'll do a really good job, and they would say, oh no, if it's not going to be you, we certainly aren't talking about sex. We'll talk about epilepsy, we'll show Shrek the movie, we'll do something else, but we're definitely not touching that hot topic. And I realized, wow, I had never trained anybody to do this besides me. I needed to get on that. And the second thing was, and this was the most important thing in my life, I would be in schools and children would come to me and they would say, Kathy, my mom and dad died of AIDS. I moved here and I've never, ever told anybody. You're the first person I've ever told. Kathy, my mama's in jail. My daddy's dead. I was born HIV positive. I live with my grandma. And she says, if I ever, ever tell anybody the truth, she'll kick me out of the house. Kids were coming to me and telling me stories of being sexually assaulted and molested in their homes. All kinds of huge secrets that these children were keeping that they just should not have to be keeping. So in that room that day, my late husband, Steve, says, I think we should have camps. Now, if you've ever met me or you've ever seen me, you can guess my idea of camping is the Sheraton Hotel somewhere. That was not Steve's idea of camping. He was the ultimate Boy Scout and believed in outdoor living for sure. And so I said, if there's going to be camps, there better be air conditioning and beds, and somebody besides me better be doing all the cooking, because that's not my idea of fun either. But camps is exactly what we do, and Friends Together has now done 32 camps, bringing families together and helping those children and families with HIV get plans to live. And for a long time, that was the biggest part of my life, and it's still a huge part of my life. But as things went on, I began to work at Florida Southern College in Lakeland and run what's called the Healthy Campus Coalition Program. And basically, it was all the different prevention things you can think about working with college-age students. And it gave me a chance to do that one-on-one interaction with kids that's so important to me. And as my life is changing now, I'm hoping that this is going to give me the chance to do that interaction with kids. So I'm really, really excited about that. My life has continued on. By the way, I've left out some important things. One of those things is that my children, Lindsay is 19. She is a college student. Garrett is 18, fixing to graduate from high school in just a few weeks. They are not HIV positive, and that's something we'll definitely talk about in a future show, but they're healthy and happy, and amazing, amazing young people. I've married again, yes, for the third time. I still can't figure out how to say that and sound politically correct. But husband number three is an awesome, awesome man who has been in my life for a long time, and it's really exciting to now be his wife and living a life in South Florida, looking toward our future. And that's a big part of what this show is going to be, looking toward the future, because for a long time, I limited myself to only thinking about the next 3 months or the next 6 months, because people kept telling me, you need to get a plan to die. You need to work on that. And people never thought I'd see Lindsay and Garrett go to middle school. And now here they are, both college students. So now it's time for me to look at that empty nest and say, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And what is my future going to be? And really, I hope a big part of that future is becoming part of your lives and helping you talk about topics that people sometimes are scared to talk about, or scared to look up information, or scared to just know about. So you may be saying to yourself, just what kind of topics are we going to talk about on this show? Well, we are going to run the gamut of health and wellness, from everything from living on a college campus and dorm life, to HIV and AIDS, to domestic violence, to eating disorders, to sex after 50. You name it, we're going to talk about it. And I definitely want to hear from you and know what you would like to talk about. We're going to have guest speakers, and myself, some days it's going to be World According to Kathy, so you're never going to know what you get when you turn in. So we definitely want you to tune into that next podcast and find out. But please, please let us know what you want to hear as well. The one thing that I've been blessed with is having that experience of working with college students and getting to know the big things that are on people's mind. And so I'd like to know what kind of topics you want to hear about. You can do that by contacting me at my email, which is straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. You can do that by getting on the tweeter thing, tweet, all that kind of stuff. Yes, I'm an old woman. I'm 44 years old, and I'm just learning all this technology. But you can see my tweets at Straight Talk Pod on Twitter, and I'm going to start tweeting. That's going to be a whole new part of the journey. And you can also visit our webpage at straighttalkwithkathy.com. And for more information, you can also visit kathyrobinson.org. That's my speaking website. So if you're interested in all the topics that I already talk about and know about, you can go there and see that. So I hope to hear from some of you. I hope you'll give me some ideas. This is the first go around, and so we'll see how everything goes. But it's exciting, and I'm really excited to have you as part of the adventure. And so the one thing I want to say to you is, always remember, you're the boss of your brain. And no matter how much pressure you face in society, you look yourself in the mirror at night as you brush your teeth, and you're in charge of the choices and the decisions you make. So thanks a lot for being part of this very first show. Thanks to Ryan Donovan for having his big stick and making me do this. And we'll be back next week to talk to you again soon.